Dublin City Council is to trial new traffic arrangements for Merrion Row next weekend as part of plans to create more outdoor space for dining. And speaking of outdoor dining, you may have heard myself and Shane yesterday talking about major pedestrianisation plans for Temple Bar. Now, some businesses in the area are calling for the streets and the footpaths to be opened up this summer for dining, and we keep hearing about it. But not everyone is as happy with the idea as our reporter Joss Crosby has been finding out.
What we're trying to do here in Temple Bar is develop a specific plan which we can put in on behalf of the area that we think could work, just to maximise the outdoor space for this summer.
I think it is completely shocking. They are planning effectively to colonise the entire area, every single street, every public space for outdoor tables. Basically, I suppose, to turn the whole place into a party zone.
Some of the divided opinions on pedestrianisation plans for Temple Bar, which could cater for up to 3,000 people. Proposals to pedestrianise 17 streets are to be submitted to the City Council in the coming weeks as the country prepares to reopen for an outdoor summer. The Temple Bar company is behind the plans, and its CEO, Martin Hart, thinks it will help give businesses the boost they need.
Look, what we want to do is work and assist the City Council. The City Council is going to have a very difficult job in dealing with the thousands of applications that could potentially come in front of it in the next couple of weeks and months in terms of people trying to get out on the street. So what we're trying to do here in Temple Bar is get ahead of that curve. You could have hundreds of people out on the streets in a coordinated way, but we think it should be in a coordinated way. It should be in a way where, you know, the street furniture design is consistent, whereby the hours of operation are regulated, whereby it's properly secured and it's properly managed so that it's not a free-for-all. There's a reference to 3,000 people in Temple Bar, and that might seem like a huge amount, but Temple Bar would have had a capacity for about 25,000 people indoors. So even if the maximum numbers of tables and chairs allowed on the street were 2,000 or 3,000, which I doubt if it will be, it's still about 10% of what it would have been.
How do you think the residents in the area will take it? What would you say to those who might say this will create an unpleasant environment or it wouldn't be an attractive area to live in?
Well, I think the whole idea of what we're trying to do here is to try and get an understanding as to what is possible, what may be feasible. Order and a plan is preferable to, you know, thousands of people doing thousands of different things.
Martin Hart from the Temple Bar Company giving his views on pedestrianising Temple Bar. The Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan, is also backing the idea.
It's a fairly extensive area, Temple Bar. They're not going to be indoors, so I think it does make sense, as long as it can be done in a safe way.
Under the preliminary plans, Fleet Street would have the largest number of customers with 820 seats proposed, while more than 540 chairs would be laid out on Parliament Street. I wanted to see what those living in the area think of the idea, so I spoke with former environment editor of the Irish Times, Frank MacDonald, who is also part of the Temple Bar Residents Association. He says the plans are excessive.
Well, first of all, I have a lot of sympathy for the restaurants in particular, especially those who haven't got outdoor facilities. But, you know, to propose that tables should be placed outside virtually every building in the area, on every street, in every public space, to cater for a total of 3,000, I think it is, outdoor diners, is really just kicking the teeth for residents who live here. And we were just simply not consulted about it. Temple Bar Company never involved us in the making of these plans or the preparation of them. And, you know, we're just shocked, really, that this is happening.
So what would you say to the Temple Bar Company now and to Dublin City Council?
Well, I think that they need to think again. You know, like, there's no reason why this should be done on such a massive scale all over the place and everywhere. You know, it's just amounts to a total takeover. And the whole thing, you know, could develop kind of a critical mass that would make life fairly intolerable for people who live here.
Some strong feelings from a Temple Bar resident on the idea of hundreds, if not thousands, of people wining and dining outside this summer. But what do the businesses in the area think of the proposals?
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm Mary Harkin, owner of Rory's Fish and Tackle in Temple Bar. We're at the older shop here for the last 61 years in business here. I think it's be great to have some people back in the area, but given the quantity and the volume of people, I just don't know how practical that's going to work. And also just be worried about, you know, people, you know, if they have too much to drink or whatever, what the knock-on effect is that. The practicalities of it, for people to make deliveries to my shop, is going to make things very awkward. They need to increase the police presence in the area because there's a lot of antisocial behaviour here at the moment. And also, again, with public facilities, you know, a sick coming down here every day, see people, you know, urinating in the streets or whatever. I think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's been given enough consideration.
Sean Sinclair, General Manager of the Morgan Hotel in and Temple Bar. We're reopening from the 2nd of June, so we would be really excited that our hotel guests and our visitors would be able to enjoy outdoor dining at our property. So being able to offer guests to choose outdoor dining on 10 Fleet Street or in our interior courtyard garden would be something pretty unique for us to be able to offer right in the heart of Dublin.
And that was Sean Sinclair there from the Morgan Hotel in Temple Bar finishing that report from Josh Crosby. I think it's a great idea, Shane. I know we don't agree, but I really do.
I'm with Frank. It's all about balance. It is colonisation and turning Temple Bar into a party zone. A bit of partying is fine, but you got to think of the residents as well. But look, we'll agree to disagree here.